So we're good to go?
Yep.
Okay. So it's 4 o'clock. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. You want to do attendance, Hope?
Sure. Yeah. So roll call starts. Mayor Bennett, just say yay or present when I call your name. So Mayor Bennett?
I'm here.
Deputy Mayor Campbell? Councillor Clarue?
Present.
Councillor Humphreys?
Present.
And Councillor Webster?
Present.
Staff member, Public Works Manager Adam Knapp?
Present.
And Recording Secretary Nikki DeBeau?
Present.
And Hope Dillabo, present. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Before I ask for a confirmation on the agenda, I'd just like to say a few words. I want to thank our residents for being very accommodating during all this. We've had a few calls, but nothing of major discontent. And they are following the rules quite well. And I want to thank the residents for that. I do want to thank our staff. Everything has been looked after so well in this municipality that we haven't had any hiccups that we couldn't get through within minutes of discussing them. So I want to thank Hope and all the staff for really working well with us. And I especially want to thank council. Council has taken their role and they have guided the municipality through this with hands that they knew that everybody needed a little bit of help when they did call us and were able to accommodate what was going on. So thank you, everyone. A job well done. And hopefully we can, in a few weeks from now, say that we have moved through the first phase of this and we don't have any issues to look after, but a lot of work in front of us to try and get caught up. I need a mover and a seconder for the agenda. There is no additional stuff to add on, Hope?
No.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Campbell. Councillor Webster, seconded. Any declaration of pecuniary interest?
None.
We have the minutes from a previous meeting on April the 1st that we muddled through. If everybody has reviewed them, I need a mover and a seconder to accept. Councillor Campbell? No, sorry. Councillor Humphreys?
Yes.
Councillor Clarue? Any discussion?
So Mayor Bennett, I'll just get you to poll each council member just to make sure the votes come in properly so they're carried.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so Deputy Mayor Campbell, you in favor?
Four.
Councillor Clarue?
Four.
Councillor Webster? We lost your mic, I think.
There he is.
Oh, okay. Councillor Humphreys?
Four.
And myself was four. Okay. We have the staff report on COVID-19 response update. Hope, I believe you're taking that.
Yeah, so just a quick update in regards to what staff and the township have been achieving by getting through COVID-19 and our response efforts. So I won't go through everything that I've listed. Let me see here. One of the things, items of concern that we talked about on April 1st of our special council meeting was waiving the interest and penalty for the end of March and end of April property taxes. We've got a due date coming up at the end of May, and I'm now recommending for further relief for our ratepayers is to waive the penalty and interest on the property taxes due at the end of May. We're not going to defer the due date. Who can pay will still pay, but we won't add any additional interest on if they don't get paid. So we do still need that cash flow and that revenue coming into the municipality. So I'd like to keep the due date where it is. And additional, we're still adhering to all of our buildings and such as our community center that is closed at the moment. And I think it'd be prudent that we go ahead and cancel any events or programs until the end of June, just so that everybody's aware and we're not going week by week and what's going on. And another conversation that was had this morning on a conference call with CAOs is that now we're looking at potentially canceling into July for Canada Day events. Some municipalities have already gone and canceled their July 1st events. Some haven't, but we meet on a weekly basis. So everybody wants to kind of keep on the same format so that not one municipality is going to have a Canada Day event and not the rest of them. So I didn't include that in my recommendation at this point, because I think we'll see how everything transpires in the next little while and whether some restrictions get lifted or not. So we'll just leave it, I think, unless council wants to go ahead and make that decision now to cancel it. And in addition, every department is still running as usual. We are still close to the office, obviously, or close to the public rather. Our chief building official is still doing inspections, but not accepting any new permits at this time. And our fire department are still responding to 911 calls. They have canceled their weekly training sessions, though. So they're adhering to the social distancing restrictions as well. And our landfill remains closed. And I think that may be a topic that we discuss whether we want to keep it closed. I know that we've had a lot of conversation and discussion coming into the office from the public that they would like to see either curbside pickup increased or having a day that the landfill is open so people can get rid of their bagged garbage and or leaf or yard waste. So that's a conversation that I think needs to happen as well tonight to see what council wants to do with that. So my recommendations from this report are just to include waiving the May penalty as well as cancel events and programs until the end of June.
Okay, thank you, Hope. Questions of Hope? Comment?
Deputy Mayor Campbell, Mayor Bennett. Just pleased with the post that staff have been putting out and providing us as it becomes available. I think on social media, there seems to be lots of feedback saying thank you. And so thanks to staff for keeping us informed. And I think that's... you know, that's the direction of council right now, is to keep the communication going as far as the everything comes forward and brought down by yourself to county. So, thank you.
Okay. But Hope, when do you want to bring the landfill up? Adjourn this, or what council members' concerns?
I think, well, we can discuss it now because it is part of my report. And if there's any decision made, I can just tack it on to the recommendation or resolution that I have prepared. I know staff have been kind of talking about, you know, potentially opening up for a 4-hour window on a Saturday just for a special drop off of bagged garbage only and leaf and yard waste. And that would include, you know, traffic control, emergency measures taking, maybe allowing one or two vehicles in at a time to keep that social distancing measure restriction active. But we can discuss it through council and staff concerns too if you want a chance to think about it. It can be either or.
Okay, so I think we probably had a good amount of time to think about it. So could I have... council member speak on where they think we should go with that? Council Carew.
I am torn with this. I've talked to Hope. The question I got to ask myself, is it life or death for the landfill? We do have curbside. We provide curbside municipality. If people stockpiling the garbage, will it hurt anyone at this point? And the one big thing is what's actually allowed at curbside is actually two containers, not just two bags, two basically 50-pound or just bags, right? So it's pretty large quantity. I'm not sure if people actually realize it. It's not just two bags, it's two full big bags, right? It's like the big construction grade bags. But in speaking of that, people do want to, like people are supposed to stay home. But I'm also on the other side of it too, that should we provide a service that if it's safe, why can we not provide it? If it's leaf and yard waste only, people are going to be cleaning their yards up so the grass doesn't die. What are they going to do with the leaf and yard waste? Do we allow that because it's free? Do we have a safe, if it's so many cars in it at a time, do we allow that because it's free? And also, we're looking at that we provide residents one free landfill pass. If they can provide that safely, maybe we allow that too. The one thing that I don't want to see is any cash provided, and that's one thing. So, and that's why kind of it was brought forward to me that someone mentioned to me about the free yard pass, the landfill pass, and that's a kind of maybe a good solution. Do we even go farther than that? Do we only maybe we cut up the municipality into four sections, or maybe even two? To one weekend is only one section, and that way it limits the amount of people. Instead of having everyone, because if you open one Saturday, we might see a lot of vehicles. And then, safety concern, if we're only allowing a few cars in, they'll be back up on the road. So maybe we allow, if it is on, like, we would have to open it on Saturday or Sunday for allow people to get to the landfill if they're working, because there's still people working. But if we divide it into two, or if we divide it up into four sections, and it's one weekend per year section, maybe that allows a safe way of doing things. But I think, again, as long as it's safe and people keep their distance and our staff are kept safe, that no money being transferred in their a safe distance, it's a good way of doing it. Or can they even, like, in their solution, can they, their loads are, if it's, they're pretty much status, like if it's a half-ton loader, can they online and print it off? I don't know, maybe that's the solution or not, but maybe we don't do that right now. But I think with our one free landfill fast, maybe we use that. I don't, I'm not sure what other people, the other counselors think and staff. And it's just, I was coming up with solutions the other day, but that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. I got it, Councillor Humphreys.
Yes, I'm concerned about the dumping and be a lot more cleanup for staff. I think we use safety protocols and traffic control. I know Councillor Webster and myself have spoke before because I'd sent in a few letters regarding that. I don't see any problem even taking money. If it's plastic money, it wipes off with a Lysol towel. So, and one other gentleman recommends this, charge so much, flat rate, $10 a load, throw it in the box. Monitoring people going in and out, and say, yes, they can come both ways on Edie Road. And we can have both gates open if it's available through Adam. Public Works can open both gates. So in one gate and out the other, and no zigzagging, and only do, as Councilor Cruz said, maybe only do certain things each different week. So let's say we do brush on the second Saturday of May, and we do grass and other stuff and regular household garbage, something that doesn't take up much bulk and looks quicker to unload, that we can just drive in, dump off our excess garbage, and either with a flat rate of $10 or print off a pass at the office if it's available to do. As long as the safety protocols, the traffic control, the staff, if they're interested, they volunteer, or somebody wants to work, that's their prerogative. They want to come and work, provide, like, you're not going to be walking with people, if they're just told to go in that gate, dump all your stuff and get out the other gate. And I think there's enough room on Edie Road to have traffic going both ways. As long as we have, it's more important to have traffic control than people in the dump, I think. So maybe the township truck, the lights flashing, and go from there. Doesn't have to be done next weekend, but it's something we really have to think about before they start dumping on the back roads. I don't know whether anybody's been driving on Price Road. It used to be a real dump area. But after seeing stuff on Facebook of all the places, it's going to take weeks and weeks of work to clean up that mess. Like north of Toronto, people are just dumping in gullies along the road. It's a terrible mess, and I don't want to see Horton go that route. So that's my feeling on this, Mayor Bennett.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Humphreys. Who's next? Hope?
I don't know if maybe Public Works Manager Adam Knapp would like to speak to the dumping that has been going on a couple of roads. And that is a very good comment. We want to preclude that from happening any further. So Adam, do you want to?
Yeah, road staff has pulled off at least a dozen bags from miscellaneous areas, Thompson Road. We pulled a tandem load of waste off of Price Road very recently, and we're monitoring that area. So I agree that people are unfortunately going to start dumping. We have sent road staff out to pick up extra bags from certain residents that have been very verbal about wanting it picked up as a courtesy and to prevent it from being dumped in areas. We are opening up for specific contractors in exceptional circumstances where people are doing renovations. You know, we can accommodate them. It's invoiced basically, so there is no contact. I think if we open the landfill, going, you know, with allowing a whole lot of waste in is probably not the best case. Maybe just bag garbage and leaf. For now, it seems most people are wanting to get rid of that type of stuff. And as we progress forward, maybe open up slowly, which is what, you know, it seems like the province is recommending that we ease back into these situations. Both staff that work at the landfill are in the higher risk category, so I'd hate to see them be exposed. I have no problem going in and putting my time in on a weekend to monitor and help with the situation. So whatever council feels is best, I definitely will accommodate.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor Campbell.
Again, good ideas going across. And, you know, with so many, it's very unique this year. It's not just, you know, with our tickets that we're handing out for a free weekend or, you know, the one trailer load. For the long weekends, we're past that now. There's so many residents at home right now, and they're looking for stuff to do, and they've done their cleanups, and you know, they're bagging and stuff. And I have received calls the same as the rest. I think with the double gate system we have now, one means of entry, one means of exit. And I do like and support Councillor Cleroux's suggestion and Councillor Humphreys. Of dividing the township up, making very clear, you know, this is your weekend or this is your weekend. Myself, I'm looking for something to get myself out of the house. If we're gowned up, we have our masks on, we have our gloves on. I don't mind taking my turn as well. You know, I'll let staff figure out, you know, the payment schedule, whether, as Councillor Humphrey says, a flat rate or some system of... you know, writing down the resident's name and address and you know, do the billing later. Again, I think we'll be surprised at how much we'll receive. Yourself, you have an indication of the long weekends, what is brought first thing in the spring. And I think with everything dried up, I think a lot of people are out in their yards and they're, you know, the small construction jobs and, you know, the little one-offs, the little porch at the back and all that kind of stuff that's been fixed up. I think we could limit, again, if staff put a plan in place of how many vehicles are in the landfill site at once, you know, a cutoff point where, you know, even though we go to 4 o'clock, we'll have to start cutting off at 3 to ensure everybody's gone through. But again, you don't want to have people lined up and send them away. That will get dumped somewhere. So I think staff could certainly put a plan in place as far as safety. You know, I think we can minimize the you know, the direct contact. And the as far as the payment, again, that's a that's an easy thing that staff could come up with a support to the residents for. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Webster.
Thank you. Just in regards to, as Councillor Cleroux said, I just don't want to lose focus of what our social distancing what Premier Ford has put in place. So as long as we keep it safe and if we keep it easy for people and we can accommodate them and everybody's comfortable moving forward, I'm all for it. My biggest concern, I guess, would be the safety, and secondly, the to ensure that it's just Port residents going in there, because we would be kind of leading the way at this point of doing that. And I know a lot of people are traveling up to Ottawa Valley Waste to do their dumping there. So I just want to ensure that it's Horton residents that are using our landfill.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm not in favor of opening it for at least till the emergency order is off in Ontario. And I certainly don't like the idea of staff and council manning the landfill site. We need one incident where it becomes a problem. And we've done very well to look after our municipality. We have taken a little bit of heat. I'm sure each one of us that are in this meeting right now have taken it. But people do understand. They understand that we our numbers are very low throughout all this. And I do not believe now is the time to start making exceptions. I think if we take the time to put a program in place for opening it back up, so when the emergency order is lifted, we know that we're headed in the right direction. I do not like the numbers that we see each day in Ontario. It's going down, but it's going down very slow. And then I open up and I look at what's happening over in China, and China is starting to bring their numbers back up again, because the people are going around, they're doing their social distancing as far as the computer shows, but there is transmission from human to human yet. I know the numbers are small, but the numbers were small back in November also when this first started over there, and we never thought it would make it here. So I think, and Mr. Ford and Mr. Trudeau obviously have people telling them to move slow with this and be patient. And I think we need to do the same. I think we need to leave the residents know we are concerned, and we're addressing them concerns, but it's not something that's going to happen until the whole province is starting to come out of this unified and not jump the gun, because once we start, somebody else starts. So that's my take on it. Any other comments? Councillor Carew.
And that is a good point. Maybe we have, basically, if we tell residents that we were getting a plan in, and if we project a date after May 12th, I believe, that if it's weekend after, is that we're looking at that, but it all depends on what the done provincially. And speaking of that too, in the Councillor Webster said, if we do open, we're one of the first ones. And I believe if it's kind of be a chain reaction for the rest of the other municipalities. I believe that other municipalities are kind of holding the same line that we're all kind of closed. We're fortunate we do have curbside. And it's a good point that, you know, the numbers aren't, they're low in Renfrew County, but they're still climbing every day in Ontario. But I think, I think the big thing, just going for, it's communication. If we just tell them, the residents, one thing is what's allowed in curbside. It's unlimited recycling. I mean, certain size bags. And we have a plan with the landfill moving forward. I think that will appease a lot of people.
Okay, thank you. Hope, you had your hand up.
Just in reference to everybody's comments, to kind of encompass all. So I just, from what I hear, then staff will work on a plan with, in conjunction with, I guess, the province of Ontario's projections of how long their emergency declaration is going to be on for, and then we will then provide that plan back to council for consideration and information. So we'll start working on that to bring forward to you. But at this time, we'll keep the landfill site closed and maybe do some more education then on what is allowed at curbside. So people understand that they can potentially put more waste out than what they think.
Okay, Councillor Webster, you had your hand up.
Yeah, the only thing maybe for thought, Adam, is it's, I don't mind in helping out with the situation of social distancing and all that. Once we go back, I don't know what Premier Ford's going to come up with, but also enhancing if it's more days, both days of the weekend, through the week, whatever. I think we should look at that, because I think there's going to be a huge rush for the first couple of weeks. Everybody's going to be in there. So I don't think one day is going to be enough. No. That we may have to do staggered days or whatever, you know, whatever you think is beneficial to the township, but also for the residents.
Okay, thank you. Adam?
Yes, that's been preliminary discussed with the landfill staff, that they are fully aware that once this opens up, that there will be a rush of material coming in. And I believe Hope and myself are on the same page that we will accommodate that as need be, and definitely work on a plan to make sure most of the people that I have talked to that have phoned in, when you explain to them that it most likely won't be lifted until the emergency measures handed down by the province, they're fairly receptive to that. They're understanding that safety must be priority for both staff and ratepayers. So, you know, education is great. We definitely want to accommodate, but we don't want to put any staff or public at risk to do so.
Okay, thank you. But anybody else like to comment? Nikki?
I just know any time that I have anybody calling about the landfill, I have been telling them that we're kind of playing it by ear to see what the province is doing with the state of emergency, and everybody like seems pretty kind of okay with that. There's obviously some people who aren't.
And I agree with that, Nikki. The percentage is so low that some people that aren't, though. On the weekend, I fielded 32 calls on my home phone. Some of them were just checking to make sure I wasn't out doing something when I wasn't supposed to be. But the bottom line is there was only two out of that 32 that just didn't want to hear what I was saying. So that's basically, I think, where it is. So staff is going to put the plan together. If we just say once the province lifts it, everybody has the message there that we're ready to move forward as a council, and we have everything in place to move forward with. Councillor Humphreys, did you have your hand up?
Yes, I did. I think as long as they know we're working on something with safety protocols, because even after it's lifted, we'll still be doing social distancing. We may be wearing masks. We don't know what's ahead if they open this up May 12th. But I mean, if we have everything all geared to go with Adam and his team, and Hope, that we can step right in and say, if we have to be open 3 days a week, well, count me in for traffic control or something. I'll put a mask on, like and wear my rubber gloves and do traffic control or whatever it takes. Like, I think what all the counselors would step up and put in a few hours, show we're there to support the public. I think it's good public relations too. And I, as long as we follow the right protocols, safety first, I agree. And I don't want to rush it. I just brought up some ideas. When things open up, we should be more than ready. Bang, hit it May 12th. Maybe we'll be open May 13th. I'm just saying, as long as we have a plan and it's broadcast to the residents that we can do that, it looks, makes it look that we're doing something proactive. And if they say the 12th of May, they're lifting it and we're going to do our social distancing, wear masks if we have to, and be on the road with traffic control in one gate out the other. Just be ahead of the game. We're going to have to handle a lot of waste. That's all I know. So thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, so thank you, Hope and Adam and Nikki. We know where we're going with it now, and we know what plan that'll come back will be 100% satisfactory.
Yeah.
Okay, the staff report, Adam, I presume you're taking this for the tandem truck, please?
Yes, so the recommendation is that council, upon recommendation of the public works manager, award tender PW 2020-01 supply of a tandem axle truck spreader, plow and wing to Francis Truck Centers with their submission price of $288,289.30, including tax. And that truck number 4, the 2011 International Tandem, be declared surplus upon delivery. And further, that this be funded from the roads equipment reserve. The background is a committee and council directed staff to issue tender PW 2020-01 for the supply of a tandem axle truck, spreader, plow, and wing. The tender closed on April 17th, 2020 at 1 p.m. The tender, see attached results. Financial implications is this will be funded from the roads equipment reserve.
Okay, thank you, Adam. Just one quick question for you. Is the delivery date of the new truck there?
The delivery date is not there, but it is estimated to be delivered between December 15th and March 15th, pending a purchase order from the township.
Okay, thank you. Questions of Adam and the tender? Deputy Mayor Campbell.
Thank you, Mayor Bennett. Just were the results posted on our website?
Yes, Nikki fielded that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Any other councillors? Comment? Okay, we going to award this after? You want to do it now, Hope?
I do have the two recommendations for the two reports, so we'll go through them now if that's okay.
You're the boss.
So the first resolution, that council receive the CAO clerk's report as information, and that in addition to resolution number 2020-83 passed a special council meeting April 1st, 2020, council further consider the following temporary financial measures for individuals and in response to the COVID-19 crisis. Waiving of penalty and interest for property taxes additionally for the end of May, and that council authorize the cancellation and suspension of Horton Recreation public events and programs until June 30th, 2020, and further that council direct staff to devise a plan in conjunction with the provincial projections to reopen the landfill site for Horton residents that is safe for all residents and staff, and provide that plan to council for information and further consideration when complete.
Okay, everybody's heard that. Do we have a mover and a seconder for that? Deputy Mayor Campbell?
I will move.
Councillor Humphreys? Any discussion? None? Okay, I'll ask for the vote then. Deputy Mayor Campbell?
For.
Councillor Carew?
For.
Councillor Webster? You're muted again, Tom.
Oh, you just
Four. Councillor Humphreys.
Four.
And I'm four.
Okay. Carried.
Okay, you want to do the tandem truck now?
Mm-hmm. That council, upon recommendation of the Public Works Manager, award tender PW 2020-01, supply of a tandem axle truck spreader, plow and wing to Francis Truck Center with their submission price of $288,289.30, including taxes, and that truck number 4, 2011 International Tandem Axle Truck be declared surplus upon delivery, and further that this be funded from the Roads Equipment Reserve.
We all heard the resolution. Do I have a mover? Councillor Webster? Seconder? Councillor Humphreys? Any discussion?
Mayor Councillor.
Deputy Mayor Campbell.
Just could we have the total amount bid read again, please?
The awarded bid, or sorry, the one that's on the recommendation is $288,289.30, including taxes.
Okay, just point, on the spreadsheet, it's showing 288,389 instead of 288,289.
The spreadsheet is correct. There's an error on the report.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Councilor Carew.
And just maybe if Adam can just update me on this. This was the tandem that was not part of the 2020, not part of the, I guess, the budget, yes, currently, but that it was because of the tandem truck. It, that's the one that you bought to us about a month ago, right? Or that it was failing and to go ahead and tender it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is a Prestone leak in the truck. The delivery dates are not optimal, but with the COVID-19 situation, I don't think anything is really solid as far as manufacturing. So that's why the wide window of the delivery date is a truck that we know. The engine is a Detroit 13, which is the same truck that Peter is running right now, very reliable engine. So it's a solid purchase, and yeah.
Okay, I'd just like to comment, Adam, a little bit as we move forward. If we could keep track of when the truck's actually coming, to see if we could actually list the truck for the next plow season to keep the dollar value up, rather than list it in January and then not get the dollar value we should for it, if we could. If we could know the truck's coming at the end of December, then we could maybe list it for sale in October with a delivery date of the end of December or whatever, so that the dollar value is still there for the winter plow season.
Yes, I agree. I will monitor it. And like I said, the PO was dependent on when we received, or the delivery date was dependent on when he received the purchase order. So hopefully the December date will be closer to that than the March, but I will monitor.
Yeah. Okay. Any other council concerns? Okay. Deputy Campbell.
No.
You for the motion?
Oh, I thought you were saying, do I have any more comment? I am no. For the motion. Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Okay. Council Carew.
For.
Councillor Webster?
Four.
Councillor Humphreys?
Four.
And I'm four. Carried. Thank you. You don't have to say that when you're doing a voice vote. It is carried. Council and staff members' concerns. Any? Councillor Carew.
Just with the capital budget, just wondering when is the last timeline to be affect the taxes for 2020?
Hope will have to answer that.
And that was going to be actually what my concern comment was going to be, is that I'm ready to bring the budget back to the table and working on a plan on how to do the proper public consultation via Zoom, dependent upon what's going to happen with the provincial restrictions. But the capital budget and the operating budget and everything is essentially ready to come back to the table upon the direction from our last day-long special council meeting. So I'm hoping to bring that back early May and have it passed. We do have to, I believe it's June 1st that we have to have it in so that our tax rates can be calculated and set up through OPTA and sent to the county as well. So.
Okay, thank you, Ho. Any other comment? Oh, we're a quiet group this week. Okay, thank you. We'll move ahead to bylaws then. 2020-21, the interim tax levy. You want to take that, Hope?
Sure. So this bylaw, it's just to comply with the Municipal Act and legislation, because we have already passed our interim tax levy bylaw that includes that arrears will incur penalty for each month end. So to do that, to what we've already waived for March and April, as well as May now, we have to do a bylaw to amend the existing bylaw. So that's all this particular bylaw is. And then the following bylaw, 2020-22, the recycling contract, that's just to allow us to enter into the agreement officially.
Okay. Comments? Councilor Carew.
The only one comment with regarding the recycling, and back to my previous question. Do you have the new numbers with, I know it hasn't, the numbering was very close to what we estimated. Had that new number been put into the revised budget?
The new number has been put into the revised budget. It's a little bit higher than what we originally had anticipated, just due to the existing contractor and what we're paying versus the new contract, but it's not too much of a discrepancy. So I will provide that information to you all, but it isn't, it's not a big discrepancy of numbers, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, any other questions? Councillor Humphreys.
Yeah, just on the recycle tender, the total is 546, whatever, 142. But how do we pay that? Installments? Like, is that divided over so many months? Or we just give them $500,000 and not worry about it?
I'll let Adam take that one.
It's monthly installments.
Okay.
And this year, because it's a short year, we started the contract into the year. This number is 160,000, I think, and then it goes up to 200,000-ish. So another comment on that, I just received an email from Andrew Shouldis confirming that the MTERRA plant is ready to go for the date startup date, and everything should be smooth transition into.
Okay. So I need, if there's no other questions, I need a mover and a seconder for both them bylaws then. Moved by Councillor Webster. Seconder, Councillor Carew. Any other discussion? Deputy Mayor Campbell.
Oh, I'm for it.
Great. Councillor Carew.
For.
Councillor Webster?
Four.
Councillor Humphreys?
Four.
And I'm four. This one's easy. Confirming bylaw. Deputy Mayor Campbell.
I'll I'll take that.
Seconder? No seconder?
No. Discussion?
None. Deputy Mayor Campbell, you're obviously for.
I am for. Yeah.
Yeah. Councillor Carruth?
For.
Councillor Webster?
For.
Councillor Humphreys?
For.
And I'm for. And with that, I want to say thank you, everyone. I think we're starting to learn this process, although it's a long piece from being as effective as it is sitting at this table, but it's certainly better that we meet with each other and keep we get the views, so we know that everything's being put forward to the best of our ability at this time, and the residents can rest assured that we're doing everything possible to make sure that this community is ready to move forward as soon as we can. So thank you. So I will adjourn the meeting, and hopefully everybody stays safe, and we will meet again very shortly, I would think. So thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Stay safe.